Art of Interrogation. Interrogation is all about asking questions, reading body language, and using psychology to get information from someone. Whether it's during peace or war, interrogators aim to find what makes a person vulnerable and use it to get the truth out of them. During World War II, the U.S. military recognized the urgent need for effective interrogation tactics. Before the war, there was no formal training or dedicated school for this crucial task. However, as the conflict unfolded, American commanders quickly grasped the immense value of gaining insights into enemy movements and strategies. In the realm of military operations, there is a crucial distinction between interrogation and intelligence gathering. Interrogation involves extracting information directly from enemy personnel, while intelligence often relies on surveillance or tapping into communications. During the Cold War, the U.S. heavily relied on electronic surveillance to gather information about the Soviet bloc. However, in the first Gulf War, a significant shift occurred. Saddam Hussein's forces preferred using couriers over sophisticated electronic communication, leading to a reliance on direct interrogation for about 85% of the coalition's intelligence. Captivity dynamics. When a soldier is captured, they may undergo intense stress that can be used by interrogators to manipulate their thinking. The goal is to push the prisoner to a point where they feel they have to choose between bad options. As prisoners become reliant on their captors for basic needs and connection to the outside world, a new relationship forms between them and their interrogators. Sometimes, this leads to Stockholm syndrome, where the prisoner starts feeling attached to their captors and might even start imitating them. When we're stressed, our bodies go into high gear. Our adrenal glands start pumping out more hormones, preparing us to fight or flee. This ramps up our heart rate, breathing, and metabolism. Blood flows away from non-essential areas like the digestive system and towards muscles and the brain. Our pupils dilate, and glucose levels spike for quick energy. But all this can leave us feeling emotional, sick, and unable to concentrate. Physiologically, stress triggers a cascade of changes: increased heart rate, shallow breathing, and even changes in bladder control. Our body temperature rises, making our skin clammy, and we might emit an unpleasant odor. From an interrogator's perspective, these reactions can be exploited for information. Are you being lied to? People lie for different reasons, like protecting themselves or others, or just to get along with others. But even if someone's motives seem good, lying can still cause stress. So, how can you tell if someone's lying to you? Look for signs like inconsistencies in their story, or body language cues like avoiding eye contact or fidgeting. Pay attention to changes in their tone of voice or excessive details in their story. And trust your gut feeling. If something feels off, it might be. Understanding someone's personality can be your secret weapon to sniff out lies. Imagine unlocking their inner workings like a detective, all by figuring out how they tick. In the workplace, human resources pros often turn to the Myers-Briggs personality test. It splits personalities into four main types. 1. Introverts versus extroverts. 2. Sensing versus intuition. 3. Thinking versus feeling. 4. Judging versus perceiving. Facial expressions and deception. When people lie, their behavior changes, and one of the most obvious signs can be seen in their facial expressions. The face is unique because its muscles connect directly to the skin, unlike other parts of the body where muscles connect to bone. Most cultures share similar facial expressions, except for a few variations like in Asian and Arabic cultures regarding eye contact norms. Facial expressions are like a mirror of stress. When someone is stressed, their blood flow gets disturbed, causing them to blush. This blushing usually starts on the ears and then spreads to the nose and face. It's a universal indicator of discomfort or dishonesty. In tense moments, people often show it through their body language. This includes how they move their hands and feet. Figuring out what's normal for someone is key. It's called baselining, and it helps spot unusual behavior. For example, if someone usually crosses their legs but suddenly changes position, it might mean they're feeling stressed. Also, when folks are in a tough spot, they might subconsciously point their feet toward the door. It's like their body is saying, "I want to get out of here." Learning to read these signs can give you valuable insights into what someone is feeling. Decode body language. Body language speaks volumes, often revealing hidden emotions in plain sight. Take, for instance, the 2005 conversation between U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Blair's hand gesture, known as the steeple, hinted at his underlying feelings. When someone forms a steeple with their hands, it's like a subtle leak of their inner state. If the fingertips touch, pointing upwards, it suggests confidence or superiority. But if the steeple points downwards or is held horizontally, it could signify submission or deference. Blair's downward-pointing steeple signaled something intriguing. The secrets of deception. Figuring out if someone is lying isn't just about watching their body language or eye movements. It's trickier than that. One smart way to catch a fibber is to understand how they got their info in the first place. Did they see it, about 75% of folks, hear it, about 20%, or feel it, only 5%? Also, when people tell you stuff from memory, they organize it in different ways. Some sort it by big events, while others go by the order they remember things happening. Prepare for military interrogation. In the military, getting ready to interrogate someone is serious business. First up, the interrogator checks out what the captured soldier is carrying. Stuff like wallets, ID cards, and personal items can tell a lot about them. Then comes the game plan. The interrogator needs to figure out how to ask questions that get the prisoner to spill the beans. This plan has to be smart and sneaky, designed to make the prisoner spill the important stuff. Establish authority. Ensure the prisoner understands who's in charge. Set the tone. Decide whether the atmosphere should be positive or negative. Assess physical state. Take note of the subject's emotional level and try to raise it. Choose the right moment. Start questioning when emotions are heightened. Follow through. Pursue any relevant information the subject shares. Wrap up. Conclude by reassuring the individual that the process will continue in future sessions. Since the Geneva Convention banned torture in 1929, nonviolent interrogation methods gained significance. This led to the adoption of more structured and formal questioning approaches. Baseline behavior for effective interrogation. When trying to get information from someone, it's crucial to understand how they normally behave. People act differently under stress, so it's important to know their usual behavior to spot any changes. One way to figure this out is by asking them a question you already know the answer to and watching how they respond. This helps set a baseline for their normal behavior. Different types of questioning can make people feel stressed, which can change their behavior. For example, rephrasing questions or bringing up sensitive subjects can make someone uncomfortable. When it comes to getting information from enlisted soldiers, the U.S. Army relies on some powerful techniques. Let's break them down. Direct questioning. Ask straightforward questions. Soldiers often don't have secret intel, so direct questions work. Using rewards. Offer something the person wants, like food or sleep, as a reward for cooperation. Using emotions. Play on feelings like love for country or envy to get the person to talk. Verbal abuse. Intimidate with yelling and aggression to break down resistance. Comforting the subject. Raise stress levels, then offer comfort to make the person more willing to share. Ego boosting and destruction. Stroke the ego or tear it down, like when police pushed a serial killer to confess. Establishing doubts. Make the person realize resistance is futile and spill the beans sooner rather than later. Establishing omniscience. Let the person know you already know a lot, so there's no point in holding back. Repeating questions. Keep asking the same question until the person gets tired and slips up. Mistaken identity. Accuse them of being someone else, making them defend their true identity. Fast questioning. Bombard with questions to make them answer quickly without thinking too much. The silent treatment. Stay quiet for a while, then start talking again to catch them off guard. Social interactions with constructive arguments. In social situations, disagreements often arise from exaggerated emotions or unrealistic expectations. Learning to argue constructively can turn these conflicts into valuable learning experiences. Here are some simple rules to keep arguments fair and productive. Stick to what you know. Focus on your expertise during arguments to stay clear-headed and logical. Stay calm. Don't engage in shouting matches. Keep quiet until your opponent calms down. Match your opponent. Speak at their level to keep the conversation flowing smoothly. Prepare thoroughly for job interviews by researching the interviewer and the company. During the interview, ask questions that encourage the interviewer to share useful information that could strengthen your negotiating position. Pay close attention to the interviewer's body language for cues about their reactions and thoughts. Key points. 1. Understand the dynamics of stress to decode deception accurately, from blushing to physiological changes. 2. Reading body language is key. Look for inconsistencies, changes in behavior, and signs of stress. 3. Establish authority and choose the right moment when interrogating to extract vital information effectively. 4. Recognize deception by understanding how people acquire information and organize their memories. 5. Baseline behavior is crucial for effective interrogation. Observe normal behavior to spot changes. 6. Utilize various interrogation techniques, from direct questioning to establishing doubts, to extract information. 7. Constructive arguments in social interactions can turn conflicts into valuable learning experiences.